This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study today of a lesson began yesterday, Reasons Why the Great Commission is Truly Great. Yesterday we read from Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20, Mark chapter 16 verses 15 and 16, and Luke chapter 24 verses 45 to 49. These passages set forth the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where he gave the obligation to the apostles and through them to the church of our Lord throughout the entire gospel age to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature, making clear the marvelous news that men can be saved from their sins by the blood of Christ and setting forth the terms of pardon or the conditions with which men must comply in order to be saved. Last time we pointed out a reason why the Great Commission is great is because of the planning which was behind it, showing that it was planned even in eternity, even before God created the world. And we gave various proofs from the Bible for that matter. You recall that the Apostle Paul said, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, to preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the dispensation of the mystery, which for ages hath been hid in God who created all things, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. It is clear then that the plan of God relating to the salvation of men was an eternal one. It was not something that the Lord just thought up after he came to the earth. So the first reason why the Great Commission is great is because of the planning which was behind it. Now, in the second place, we point out that the Great Commission is great because of the authority which is behind it. Notice carefully the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. "All authority hath been given unto me," this is Jesus speaking, "in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations." There has never been given to anyone a commission which had a higher authority than that possessed by the Great Commission given by Jesus Christ to his disciples. It is because he had all authority in heaven and on earth that he could say, "Go ye therefore." That is, because I do have all authority in heaven and on earth, you are to do what I am to say. I do not have the authority to invent a religion. I do not have a right to invent a church. I do not have the right to invent a plan of salvation, what men must do to be saved. I don't have the right to invent a way for men to worship or to live the Christian life. And neither does any other person. Neither does any other preacher. It doesn't matter how much acclaim a man may have. It doesn't matter how much the world may look up to him. No man has the right to invent a message and call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the right, we have the obligation to preach the gospel of Christ and only the gospel of Christ. And so the Great Commission is great because of the authority which is behind it. In the third place, we point out that the Great Commission is great because of its universality. And by that we mean because it's addressed to everybody. Jesus said, "Go make disciples of all the nations," Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. According to Mark's record, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." According to Luke, he said, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem," Luke chapter 24 and verse 47. According to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." You see, the Bible teaches that the Great Commission is great because it is universal. It's addressed to everybody, every person in every city and every nation around the entire world. I'm glad you've been with us today. May God bless and keep you until we meet again is my earnest and sincere prayer.